Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
In an era of all things digital, you might be surprised to learn that Americans still buy about 1.6 billion Christmas cards every year. Yesterday was the U.S. Postal Service's busiest day of the year. Now, the tradition of sending out holiday greetings to family and friends dates back to 1840 when, and I know you all will tweet me if I get this wrong, a Scottish man named Thomas Sharrock produced cards with the caption, "A good new year to ye." 3 years later, in 1843, English civil servant and inventor Sir Henry Cole commissioned an artist to create 1,000 engraved cards with the message, "A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you." He did it in British, of course. The rest is history. Ellen F. Brown is co-author of Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind, a bestseller's odyssey. She writes about literary and publishing history and recently researched the history of the Christmas card for JSTOR Daily. Ellen F. Brown, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
That number at the top, Ellen F. Brown, 1.6 billion, is surprising. I think a lot of people would think that the Christmas card on paper is dead. It's not.
I was surprised as well. When I started the research, I thought I was going to find some shocking numbers about the sad demise of this old tradition. And frankly, it's going strong. Not as strong as it has been in the past, but it's doing well. People are clinging to the idea of sending Christmas cards.
You've said that the American tradition of Christmas cards was what you called the work of kinship, keeping families in touch once they started moving off of farms and spreading out to the cities.
That's exactly right. After the Civil War, the demise of the family farm and also industrialization led to many people moving to cities. Families became far flung. People weren't able to keep in touch. We didn't have telephones where we could just pick up and call everybody. So Christmas cards became a nice way for people to remain in contact with their extended family members.
How has the art on commercially available Christmas cards changed? I was surprised to learn that it's actually been pretty controversial and people used to take the time to criticize the art that was on cards. Sometimes they didn't like it.
That was one of the things I was most surprised by this research. Found numerous examples of in major newspapers and magazines, people who critiqued Christmas cards every year. When the major printing firms would come out with new cards, people would go to the trouble to evaluate that year's take and say which ones were the best ones, which ones were shoddy. One thing I found interesting was that people then were already getting tired of some of the commercialized images of the holidays. It was so extreme back in the day that people thought that the Christmas card tradition would not last towards the end of the 1890s. They said it was going to be dead by the turn of the century, that people were going to get tired of this, and people wanted to go back to more sincere, I guess, individualized notions of greetings and that sort of thing.
So why did it last? I mean, there's two strains here. There's the fact that the commercialism lasted, and I think, you know, that was pushed hard by greeting card companies and everyone else for that matter. But this tradition should have died out with the telephone, and it didn't.
It didn't, because the industry has been very savvy about one thing. They have embraced technology time and time again. And even when other technologies were coming into play to make their industry seem less necessary, they adapted and made it easier for people to stick with this tradition. And I hear a lot of people saying that they're getting back into Christmas cards after they had left for many years, because it's so easy now to produce your own personalized Christmas card and have a little bit of fun with it. Whereas I think for many years, it was sort of viewed as a chore for people. It's gotten to be kind of fun again, and it's easy to do something silly with your dog, or, you know, even people who don't have families are doing Christmas cards. Anybody can participate in the tradition. It's no longer just for traditional families. And that's another thing the Christmas card industry has done, is they not only can you personalize your cards, but they do sell pre-printed cards that appeal to a wide array of audiences. They even have Christmas cards for atheists now. So, and of course, and they include all sorts of different religions now. It's a holiday card. It's not just a Christmas card.
Well, war on Christmas, forget it, because this battle for Christmas or the holidays is going strong. 1.6 billion cards being sent out this year by Americans. Ellen F. Brown, who wrote about the history of the Christmas card for JSTOR Daily. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.